أنا إن سألت القوم عني من أنا، أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality, and becoming a better Muslim. This is Nasir Reflections.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another episode of Nasir Reflections, Unwavering Strength and Intelligence in Ali radiallahu anhu. In today's episode, we will be delving into inspirations from the life of Ali radiallahu anhu, his courage, mental and physical strength, as well as his critical thinking skills all contribute to so many stories from his life that we as da'wah carriers can find motivation in. We live in a time that embodies the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانُ الصَّابِرُ فِيهِمْ عَلَى دِينِهِ كَالْغَابِدِ عَلَى الْجَمْرِ. There shall come upon the people a time in which the one who is patient upon his religion will be like the one holding onto a burning ember. Muslims all over the world are suffering from persecution, war, oppression, hunger, and more simply for proclaiming La ilaha illallah. In Tajikistan, our sisters are being forced to remove their hijab. Our Uyghur brothers and sisters are being thrown in concentration camps, prevented from praying, fasting, and practicing Islam. Every day, for over a year, the Muslims of Palestine face horrors and bloodshed simply for living on their own land. And in India, Muslims are attacked and bullied in the streets. Brothers and sisters of our Ummah are no strangers to fear. The same resilience our Ummah demonstrates can be traced all the way back to the example of Ali radiallahu anhu's courage in the face of the threat of death at the hands of the Quraysh. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the wahi to migrate to Medina, the Quraysh caught wind of his plan to leave Mecca. They conspired to kill him in his bed so that he wouldn't be able to set foot across the city's boundaries. When the Prophet ﷺ found out that the Quraysh had made a plan to stop him, Ali radiallahu anhu volunteered to sleep in his bed in order to trick the Quraysh. Ali radiallahu anhu slept soundly and peacefully in the place of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ that night, in his garments and his covers. Imagine being in this situation, which Ali radiallahu anhu volunteered himself for. Going to sleep knowing your enemy, powerful and strong people, are guaranteed to come to your house that night, not knowing whether they will even take a moment to confirm his identity. He took this responsibility on himself. He understood that the protection of Allah's Messenger was of far greater importance than his own safety. He knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Muhaymin, protector of the believers, and that if Ali were to be injured that night, his blood would be spilled with honor and dignity for the sake of Allah and His Messenger. Bravery for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never in vain. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthens those who are brave for His sake. In Surah Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. O believers, if you stand up for Allah, He will help you and make your steps firm. This ayah is demonstrated in the story from Ali radiallahu anhu's life. Instead of tossing and turning in fear and anxiety of the Quraysh, running over the scenarios of how that night could play out, imagining the pain he might have to suffer in just a few hours, Ali radiallahu anhu slept soundly. He slept peacefully by the grace and mercy of Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. When we as da'wah carriers stand firm in the face of threats for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be a threat to our physical safety, our job, our future, our family, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the strength to support the bravery that we enact. Another vital lesson we can learn from the life of Ali radiallahu anhu is his intellectual engagement as a da'wah carrier. He was known for his ability to think critically and analyze situations, with his thoughts deeply rooted in everything he learned from the Prophet ﷺ. He engaged regularly in intellectual debates and discussions about the teachings of Islam and was in constant thought. this characteristic of being an intellectual is something vital to the da'wah carrier. When we think critically of the situations around us, we gain insight into the beauty of Allah's subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. For example, keeping up with current news, thinking critically about what is being presented to us and the motives and biases at play, all help deepen our understanding of the mindset of the kuffar. Thus, the need and method of implementation of Islam becomes more clear. This constant intellectual engagement, where we draw back to our aqidah for every issue we face, strengthens our iman overall. Courage and critical thinking work hand in hand in the da'wah carrier, and this example is beautifully illustrated in Ali radiallahu anhu. Bravery without the direction of a thinking mind can be dangerous and unproductive. It can lead to impulsiveness with little room for the benefit of strategy. As Muslims, developing habits that refine our critical thinking skills while connecting it back to our purpose on this earth contributes greatly to our power. Taking time to look at what we learn in schools and universities from an Islamic perspective can build our knowledge of Islamic history and the hikmah of the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Engaging in conversation amongst our co-workers to analyze the thoughts, emotions, and concepts of people help us to deepen our understanding of the societies we live in. Constantly learning about the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the tafsir of the Quran, and the history of Islam strengthens our iman, weaving the torch we bear for which the light of the da'wah is directed with. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us of the time we are living in currently, comparing it to holding on to an ember. We feel the searing pain that comes with refusing to take off the hijab, to continue to speak up against genocide and oppression, and to practice Islam in the face of threats to our safety. Ali radiallahu anhu's life teaches us that this is something which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and earns honor and dignity in elevated ranks. To earn such rewards, the culmination of bravery and intellect is crucial in a believer and is reinforced by building habits which refine those characteristics within us and our communities. Jazakallahu khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.